Let's go! We ready? Woo! Let's go, baby. Dummies for Sports, here we go. Welcome, everyone, to Dummies for Sports. We got such good reviews from the top five quarterbacks list, which we did on our way to our producer's wedding. So we figured, let's make another top list. Top 10 receivers. Much more difficult, Meisty, by the way. But here we go, Meisty. Top 10 receivers. How are we feeling about this today?
Yeah, I mean, like we were literally just saying before you hit that record button, the 10th spot is hard. I have a couple of names, and those guys aren't even honorable mentions. So either they're number 10 or they ain't on the list. So,
It's very difficult. Receivers are a lot more difficult. You know, I think there's a couple aspects to this. Number one, I was talking with my friend about this a couple days ago. Receiver is like when I was in high school and I was playing football. Unfortunately, I don't play so much football anymore. I would love to, but we can't. It's harder to arrange games. But anyway, receiver was my favorite position. It wasn't even close. You get to go out there. You get to run routes. You get to run past the defense. You get to make crazy catches, one-handers, no looks. You know what I'm saying? It's so fun. Receiver is the funnest position in football to play. And in the NFL, they're the second highest paid position and the second most important position as well. So you have one on top of the other. There's just been loads of receiver talent coming in. And you have so many receivers that have come into the league and made an impact immediately, which is a recent development, Meisty, right? You didn't have that so much in the past where you had rookie receivers making such an impact on the field, but now you have that. So there's just such a load of good receivers out there. It's very difficult to narrow it down to 10. So obviously, you know, from 8 or 9 to 15, really interchangeable, Meisty.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to making these top 10 lists or top 5, top 20, or even ranking, you know, 32 of them or 35 or whatever. You know, quarterbacks, it's easy. There's one per team. And running backs, there's one and a half, maybe two per team, depending on the teams, right? And then tight ends, there's usually just one tight end on a team. When it comes to receivers, every team has two, three receivers, and sometimes two, three receivers per the team. Everyone could be on these top 10 lists. Way more players, way more exciting. I think these are way harder lists to make. So that's why I look forward to this.
Agreed. Completely agree. So let's get started. You're right. There's so many good number two receivers. There are even number two receivers in the league that you can argue are top 10 receivers overall. So it's obviously very difficult to do. And the way I want to structure this, Meisty, is that we'll go in descending order, 10 to 1. And I'll give my 10 to 6. You'll give yours 10 to 6, whichever order you could start. And after that, we'll do 5 to 1. And this will be exciting. Maybe I'll put up a little graphic, make it easier to put the names in list form. But anyway, let's get started. I'm pumped. Very difficult. We can even give, you know, Meisty, I think after the top 10 list, we can even give a few people that it's like, these guys could have easily made it. Because I have like 3 or 4 guys that could have easily been top 10 receivers, and it's really interchangeable. So if you want to come to me afterwards and argue, I got a lot of arguments about the quarterback list afterwards. And I said the same thing pretty much. After Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, it's all the same thing. You know, those next 3 or 4 guys are pretty interchangeable. Hurts, Lamar, Rodgers, you know, you could argue either one. Herbert, you could argue either one to be number 4 through 7. And I think there's a very similar concept in receivers, right? You have sort of the top 4 guys and the next 3 or 4 guys. And then after that, the next 7 guys, you can really rank them how you would want. So this is the way that we narrowed them down. We had to get it done, so we got it done. So Meisty, if you want to take it away, 10 to 6.
Yeah, I mean, at number 10 here, I'm going to go with Amon-Ra. I mean, Amon-Ra is the 10th ranked receiver, and I don't even have him as – there's a few guys I really wanted to put at number 10, a bunch of guys I really had at number 10. I'm going to use Amon-Ra. I think going into next season, right. That's really what we're, you know, this list really comes from, based off, you know, what I think going into next season. So, I think Amon-Ra is going to have a very good season next year. I think he actually even has a better season than number 10. But I think that where the Lions complete their season, and Amon-Ra, you know, it does. Even though that's not on him so per se, but it does fall out. And the Lions just being the Lions, I don't really see them going anywhere. But even though that division is wide open. So at number 10, I have Amon-Ra. At number 9, I have Garrett Wilson. I really think A-Rod takes him to the next level. I really think that Aaron Rodgers comes in, he teaches him a thing or two that he needs to do. He makes him look you know, even better than he already looked. We already know he's so talented. I think number nine. Number eight for me, I have Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's still a freaking beast, and I mean, you can't forget what he's done. And he's probably had the greatest, right? We consider it the greatest season ever by a receiver. So, and coming off an injury, maybe a little slow to start, but I think he picks up right where he left off. I think Matt Stafford, I think that they're going to figure some things out. I think they're going to be a dangerous team next year. And then number seven, I mean, Scary Terry. You can't forget that, right? I don't think much needs to be said. He's just a big monster on the field, and I think there's no one that's gonna. I don't think anyone really stops him, you know, doing what he does with whoever his quarterback may be. He seems to get his catches. He seems to put up his numbers. And then for me, it's number six. I think AJ Brown. I mean, I think I, the only thing I can say here, I think what we saw last year, even better next year. I think that we're not even, we haven't even touched the. I think AJ Brown. We haven't even seen the prime AJ Brown yet. And that's number six. That was so. Rocky, kicking it to you.
Wow, our lists are so different. I love this. I'm already having a great time. So this is why I love that when Meister and I don't consult each other before the podcast as to what our lists are, because then I'm completely shocked when I hear yours. But I'm not. Like I mentioned before, even though I only three of the guys that you mentioned in that 10 to 6, I don't even have on my list. So this will be very interesting. And the reason I don't think it's crazy, the guys that you mentioned could easily have been in my top 10, but it's so interchangeable. So I just decided to leave those guys slightly out of the list. But all those guys would be in my top 15. Let's get started. Okay, number 10, I'm going to go with Mike Evans. Just a very consistent, good receiver, always over 1,000 yards, always scores a lot of touchdowns, not a very high ceiling, which is why like 10 or 9 is his ceiling probably, but I would still give Mike Evans the nod in the top 10. Again, just too consistent, still not, you know, past 30 yet, where the age is too big of a factor. He's obviously a little older, but where the age is too big of a factor, so I'll let him squeeze in at number 10. Number nine, I'm going to go with probably the most versatile player in the league. People don't like that word, but Deebo Samuel. You know, people forget that because he's such a valuable runner in terms of a running back, right? Because most running backs are not valuable, but because he can sort of play this dual role of receiver and running back, it makes him that much more valuable. People forget that he's just as a pure receiver. If Deebo Samuel, Meisty, had zero rushing ability, he would still be one of the best receivers in football. That's my opinion. He has a 40% contested catch rate. He can do a lot of things that pure receivers can do, you know? So at the end of the day, not just good for a dual threat player, but good as a pure receiver in general. Number eight, I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb. You probably didn't have him on your list, but number one receiver for the Cowboys has really developed into this number one threat, into one of the best receivers in football. They lost Amari Cooper. They finally brought in CeeDee Lamb, and he's filled that role very well. So you could probably argue that he's been superior to Amari Cooper. Not since Amari Cooper's been on the Browns, but even to Amari Cooper's stint on the Cowboys, you could argue that CeeDee Lamb has been superior to Amari Cooper. So he's obviously a great all-around receiver, great threat for Dak Prescott. You sort of need that number one receiver for Prescott. Otherwise, it's not going to work out so well. So the fact they have CeeDee Lamb obviously keeps the Cowboys in contention most years. Number seven, I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs. You know, obviously a guy that wins in a lot of different ways. Very good overall receiver. Of course, he can beat you down the field. Of course, he can beat you on the rub routes, little, you know, short slant routes. And he can do a lot of damage after the catch. He's just a great all-around receiver. He's been his entire career. Mr. All Reliable. You know, it's funny because when you look at the Bills receiver, you think, oh, the Bills have this great receiving core. They don't really. I mean, Stephon Diggs is fantastic. But after that, Gabe Davis is an unproven second receiver who's been up and down throughout his career. Short, it has those three or four games every year where he scores a couple touchdowns and goes off for 150, 200 receiving yards. But other than that, he's not really a spectacular receiver. But the fact that they have Stephon Diggs in there and a couple of the mediocre receivers, Diggs is good enough to solidify that receiving core and make it what we think number one of the best receiving cores in football, of course, along with Josh Allen and his big-time arm. Number six, I agree with you on this one, Meister. So far, who do we have in common? I don't think we have anyone in common so far. No one in common.
No. So far, no one down.
So this is pretty wild. So number six is going to be Cooper Kupp. This is the first one that we have in common. You're 100% right. Mr. All Reliable, just such a masterful route runner, can get open in so many different ways. You know what I love about Cooper Kupp, Meister? He makes it look easy. It doesn't even look like he's doing anything. He doesn't outrun guys too much. He's not this speedy, jukey, electric type of guy. He does everything so smoothly and so easily, and it just gets open in the middle of the field, gets open downfield, creates yardage after the catch without this electrifying speed. So he's a very unique unique receiver in that way, and that's why I'm going to have him at number six. So this is fascinating, Maesti. I'm very excited to see what the rest of this list holds, because we are completely apart from each other.
I want you to know, by the way.
I have one of your guys you mentioned I have in the top five. That's all I was going to say.
Wow. So here's what I want to say, first of all. I want you to know, in my number 10 spot, right, it says DJ Moore, Amon-Ra, and Mike Evans. Those are my three number 10 spots that I had to confuse myself with. So we almost did have, in my 10th spot, I do have Mike Evans as a number 10 possibility. So he was runner up. So we were close there. We would have been close.
Amon-Ra was certainly in consideration for me. McLaurin was there. I was debating between putting McLaurin number 10 ahead of Evans at first, and then I switched it just because Evans is a little more consistent. McLaurin's a little younger, but certainly you could make the argument for McLaurin. Even D-Hop at this point in his career, you could still argue the top 10 receiver.
Yeah, so for me, it was about – actually, it's very good we did this today because D-Hop signed with the Titans today.
That's right.
So – or signing. I don't know if he completed the signing or not, but he's signing with the Titans. So to me, that was like, if he would have ended up on the Chiefs or the Bills, I might have considered him in the 9-10 spot because that does boost him.
Yeah.
But going to the Titans, we could put up a whole podcast on just that. Either way, we'll continue five and down. For me, number five, it's Tyreek Hill. I think that he loves Miami because it's a party. It's just Miami. Who doesn't love Miami? But I don't think Miami, the Dolphins, is for Tyreek Hill. I just don't like it. I don't know. For me, when I watch him play there, it just doesn't look right to me. And he could be a top three, but for me, it's at number five. Tua, the whole situation, things just don't add up for me. And then before, I have Stephon Diggs. I mean, every year he seems to be getting better and better. He does his thing regardless of I wish I could pull up the stats. I don't have a computer. It's so frustrating, but just every year he seems to be getting better and better and better. Number three for me is Ja'Marr Chase. What is he, 22, 23, 24 years old, whatever he is right now. I mean, every time he's out on the field, he's tearing it up. You always have to watch out. Where's Ja'Marr Chase? He's going to run past you. He's a great route runner, great hands, and a great team. I know I keep mentioning team, but, like, that does play into it. At the end of the day, if you have a good quarterback like Joe Burrow, he's just going to feed you, especially when you have the chemistry of the guys that they have. Number two for me is Davante Adams. At the end of the day, it's not much needed to be said. He's the best route runner, maybe possibly in NFL history. I think he has a great year this year. I think that they feed him the ball, same thing last year, but this year it works for them. I don't think they win any playoff games, but I think they make a good spot this year. And number one, Justin Jefferson is for me the number one player. I think first of all, he's in a better situation than Justin than Davante Adams. But Justin Jefferson is so good. I can watch him play all day, every day. Give me highlights. I should have been watching highlights right now. I should have had highlights on in my back. If you don't enjoy watching Justin Jefferson play football, you don't like football.
Yeah, I see you have the TV on in the background. Might as well just watch some Justin Jefferson highlights right now. He is, extremely fun to watch. And my hunch was correct, Maesti. I was 100% correct. I said before the podcast, you and I are not going to share the same number one player. And I knew you were going to pick Justin Jefferson. And I was correct. And we don't share the same number one player. So this is going to be exciting. So who's Rocky's number one? I love the list, Maesti. The only...
I'm writing down right now on my phone, on my booklet here. I'm writing down who I believe Rocky's number one.
The question is, do you believe me that I thought you were going to put Justin Jefferson number one? Because 100%, that's
right. Yeah, of course. Correct. You know how I think. You know
right,
how I
exactly.
Think.
100%, I thought you were going to put Justin number one.
I'm writing down right here who I think you have at number
one. You'll reveal it to the crowd afterwards. I will say I was a little surprised about how low you put Tyreek Hill, but we'll get to that in a second. So we could talk about that after I reveal this last five. Fine. So getting to the last five. 5-1. Number five, You mentioned him, number six, I believe he's on your list, A.J. Brown. Again, can create space in so many different ways. And one of the reasons why Jalen Hurts loves A.J. Brown so much is because he can create open throwing windows. He's also very good in contested catch situations. So he's a very good all-around receiver, just very good at getting open and creating an easy target for Jalen Hurts. So, you know, he's a great, probably one of the best overall receivers in terms of the different aspects of the game that he can do. So A.J. Brown is going to be my number five. Number four, Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is just an electrifying receiver. You know, I would argue you couldn't. T. Higgins might be a top 15 receiver in football, Meisty. I don't think it's a crazy thing to say. But despite that, you have a Ja'Marr Chase at number three, who is just an electrifying receiver. One of those guys I mentioned off the top of the podcast that made an impact right away. He came into the league his rookie year, was already over 1,000 yards receiving, already a top 20 receiver in his rookie year, Meisty. And this man has never looked back. He's gotten better, and it looks like he'll continue to develop. That relationship that Burrow and Chase have is just almost unbeatable, right? You have to imagine that the Bengals will do whatever they could to keep that intact, even if it means dumping all their salary into three players, that is, Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. It might just be worth it because that's how heavily they rely on that receiving core. Number three, Meisty. Now, this is where we differ a little. So you put Tyreek Hill number five. My number three player is Tyreek Hill. I think that the top three players are indisputable. It's just a matter of what order you put them in, right? So number three is Tyreek Hill. The reason Tyreek Hill, I think, has to be one of the top three receivers is because it's very simple. You make one mistake and Tyreek Hill is gone, right? He's not just a great route runner. He's just electrically athletic. He's the most athletic wide receiver in football. From a pure speed perspective, there is no few people would argue that Tyreek Hill is the most athletic wide receiver in football. Whether it's before the catch, whether it's after the catch, if you turn back for a split second, football is a game of inches, right? It's a very fast game. So if you turn away from your receiver for a half a second, chances are any NFL receiver will be able to exploit that. But Tyreek Hill is a whole different story. You turn away for a split second, and with that athleticism, with that overpowering speed, he's gone. Forget it. He's off to the house. We saw that against the Bills in the playoffs a couple years ago, and we see that on a constant basis now in Miami. Number two, Meisty. You already know who my number one guy is at this point, obviously. Number two for me is Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, number two in yards per route run last year, number two in almost every single category, which is why he's number two. Like you said, electrifying player. At this point, there's nothing Justin Jefferson can't do in terms of... there's nothing Justin Jefferson... Wait a second. I got to show the crowd here. Yep, very good. Meisty called it. Yep. Anyway, back to my point. So I was on a me-only screen, so I had to show up. So Justin Jefferson is just, you know, like you said, if you were to rate the most fun receivers in the league to watch, it's Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson. That's the list, right? Because he can just do it all. You know, not only does he make these crazy one-handed, you know, catches, he's such a masterful route runner. He can beat anyone after the catch. He's got incredible pure speed. So there's really nothing he can't do. Number one is Davante Adams, Meisty. Now, you got to remember, I mean, you obviously predicted this, but you got to remember something about Davante Adams. You want to hear his, I was able to look up on my computer. I have my computers. So I was able to look up some numbers. 1,516 yards last year, 100 receptions, 14 touchdowns, 2.45 yards per route run. The last 3 years, no receiver in the league has more yards per route run than Davante Adams. Just on a consistent basis, who gets open more than anyone? It's Davante Adams. On a consistent basis, who catches more passes than anyone? It's almost always Davante Adams. On a consistent basis, who's recording more yardage than anyone? It's Davante Adams. Now, granted, those numbers can be a bit misleading because he was on the Packers and the Raiders, offenses in which he was heavily relied upon. So obviously he's going to get a lot of volume, but it's not like Justin Jefferson is not heavily relied upon. You know, it's not like Ja'Marr Chase is not heavily relied upon, although he has a... That's probably a little worse of an example because he's got other receivers there, but it's not like Justin Jefferson is heavily relied upon. So if you're going to force me to pick one, I would pick Davante Adams. But Meisty, we're talking about... You know, between Davante Adams and Justin Jefferson, if you put either one ahead of the other one, I would not be upset. I would give Davante Adams the slight edge because consistently he's been at the top. He's been at the top of the stat chart in most receiver statistics. So that's my list, Meisty. But good call, man. Good call. So you wrote that down before the five, and you wanted to get Davante Adams.
I could have assumed because I know you're a Davante Adams guy. So even before the 10, I could have assumed that you were going to go with Adams one.
You could have get. We should have done that before the guest. That you think you would have guessed Adams or Jefferson? If I wouldn't have told you that we don't have the same, you would have gone Adams.
Rocky, when was the last time me and you shared, besides for Patrick Mahomes being at number one, where have we ever shared something that was like, look at the rest of the list?
It's true.
By the way, I want to say, though, about the list, the other guys that could have been on this list easily, I mean, guys like Keenan Allen, I'm trying to think who else really. I mean, you Keenan meant- Allen's really. I said D-Hop, Amon-Ra, and Mike Evans. Those were my guys that just missed the cut for me.
Keenan Allen's a great one. Again, T. Higgins you could have put. Jaylen Waddle, you know, is getting closer to that top 10.
So to me, if we were making a top 15, 20, those guys are on there because at the end of the day, those guys, they're number two receivers on their own team, which makes it harder to put them on that top 10 list. Yeah, especially when you're talking about entering the 2024 season. I know we also, I mentioned that, yeah, yes, it has to do with, you know, the past couple seasons or the career, but it's entering the 2024 season. Where do we rank them? It's very hard to put a number two receiver on their, you know, inside that top 10. Obviously, every once in a while, a guy like T. Higgins or Jaylen Waddle get the honorable mentions.
That's the thing about the nature of the NFL nowadays. It's that number two receiver would be a number one receiver. A top-notch number two receiver in today's NFL, MyC, would be a number one receiver on half of the other teams. That's really what it is. Like, T. Higgins would be a number one receiver on 15 other teams, just off the top of my head, which makes him essentially a top 15 receivers if you look at it like that, right? And he's not the only one like that. Obviously, there are teams that have incredible number two receivers because teams are the approach teams are taking is that let's load up at the receiver position. The teams that have a chance at a Super Bowl, let's just load up at that position because odds are one's going to get injured. We're going to need depth at that position. There are two positions where I'm seeing teams really load up at and get a lot of depth, and that's the receiver position and the cornerback position, quarterback, safeties, DBs in general, right? And why? One creates depth in your passing game. One creates depth in defending the passing game. And why, Meisty? We all know why. Because today's NFL is a passing game. It's been for over a decade now. So obviously you load up at that position. T. Higgins is going to get, you know, starting receiver money for a lot. What would be starting receiver money for a lot of teams? Just wait and watch. I mean, that's what I think.
Right. No, I get it. We it's going to be.
Yeah, man. All right, fine. So maybe we'll do another top 10 wide receivers next time. That was fun. That was fun. I'm going to try to put the list and do some work on this video so that we can. Oh, now my camera starts to get up. All right. Well, it's good. Perfect timing. We're done. We'll see you later, guys. That's top 10 receivers. If you want any other top 10 list, let us know. And we'll see if we can get on that one. A little more difficult once you get out of quarterbacks and receivers. But we'll see if we can do that. We'll see you later, guys.